Sidebar 1, page 11. The Millennium Pictured by the Feast of Tabernacles. The seven annual sacred festivals commanded in the Bible portray the great sequential events in God's master plan for mankind's salvation. They all are thoroughly explained in two important booklets that we offer free of charge. Holidays or Holy Days, Does It Matter Which Days We Observe? And God's Holy Day Plan, The Promise of Hope for All Mankind. Of the seven festivals, the highlight of each year is when God's people enjoy the seven-day Feast of Tabernacles that pictures the coming millennium. You shall observe the Feast of Tabernacles 7 days, and you shall rejoice in your feast. 7 days you shall keep a sacred feast to the Lord. Deuteronomy 16, verses 13 through 15. In Exodus 23, verse 16, it is called the Feast of Ingathering, because it celebrates each year's autumn harvest in the northern hemisphere. More importantly, it celebrates the great spiritual harvest that will take place during the millennium as millions upon millions of people come to understand God's truth and have the opportunity to receive His gift of salvation. During the millennium, there will be great emphasis on keeping the Feast of Tabernacles and using that time to come to Jerusalem to worship. And it shall come to pass that everyone who is left of all the nations which came against Jerusalem shall go up from year to year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. Zechariah chapter 14, verse 16. Next is a description of the punishment of all the nations that do not come up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles, verses 17 through 19. Christ will insist that everyone keeps this all-important feast. It will be a wonderful time of learning as well as a joyful celebration. End of sidebar.